This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Acts of vandalism targeting pride flags near Madison churches are now under investigation. Police say multiple flags at Luther Memorial Church were cut down sometime from the middle of May to early June. In a separate incident, a flag hung on a fence near First Congressional Church was torn between June 8th and 9th. No one has been charged in either case. The Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee Budget Committee is set to take votes on the recent approved state budget today. The deal includes a more than $1 billion tax cut, increased Medicaid funding, and a boost for the UW system. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Howard Markline, says this.
We're proud of the work that we've done so far and proud of the work we're going to be doing today. This budget has involved an awful lot of compromise, both between the houses as well as with the governor's office. So a budget is a compromise, and this budget is certainly one of those.
The full legislature is planning to vote on the budget Wednesday. Morale at the Milwaukee Police Department has taken a hit after the line-of-duty death of Officer Kendall Quarter. The president of the Milwaukee Police Association, Alexander Ayala, says this.
Those officers that arrested, I would not even say his name, but that arrested that coward, they showed the utmost professionalism to make sure that coward goes to prison for the rest of his life and that he gets his due process.
Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half staff until sunset today, as well as the date of Officer Quarter's internment, which has not yet been announced. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I told you about that instance I had the other day by the way, thank you to Nolita Franz, beautifully blended my, I don't know, can you call it a round table or just a round? For Truth Roundtable on yesterday. If you missed it, you can check it out. You can stream and watch us, of course, live or pre-record it or after the show on YouTube or at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification button so you never, ever, 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 ever miss a show. Because yesterday we were talking about, you know, I was talking about how I had run into someone and they constantly described to me, "You're a Republican." And I was like, "Well, no." I said, I think what happens is when people don't agree with something liberal 110% or conservative or Republican or Democrat 110%, then they accuse you of being the opposite. And that the person said it in front of family members, which made me think, wow, so now your family members are going to think it even though it's not true. And then when I say, well, that's not true, I'm not a Republican, their reply was, yes, you are. Okay. And then in the YouTube chat, on the talk and text line, 833-212-1017, by the way, everybody argues, why do I always argue from center left or center right, never far left or far right? They say, I never take a stand. Why is it whenever I talk about something, it's always from the middle? Well, I tend to look at both sides of the equation, both sides of an argument. I don't care if it's political or racial or religious. And, you know, those are the three main arguments that people use to justify all of the ridiculous things in their life. Or those who hate politics, hate race, and hate religion. But yet the hypocrisy over the last week or so and the glaring bias of the media in recent days has shown me why it's important to stay in the middle. Multiple media outlets released the name of the suspect in the shooting, who's now charged with killing police officer Kendall Corder and shooting his partner. They released the name of the suspect before he was charged and posted his picture. Now, one media outlet, like I said, even said they did it because of the high-profile nature of the incident, which is kind of weird to override what you do. But to argue my point, the mainly white journalists in Wisconsin, the news directors, the editors, use that same excuse to post the name in a news story about a suspect who hasn't been charged. But yet, I watched the same, and it may not have been the same station, but I watched the Milwaukee TV station not name a Washington County school worker who stole tens of thousands of dollars or thereabouts from a school lunch program, white female. And they said it was because she wasn't charged. We're not releasing her name. Well, her name was on the blotter. The charge was on the blotter. It's public record. Why can't you release it? Two men, like, what, day before yesterday? Arrested in Green Bay for killing a two-year-old baby. And yet the Green Bay Gazette knew they were arrested, yet didn't release the names until they were charged and bail was set at $2 million. No names. No ages. Well, they did give ages. Like 47 or 48 or 41 and something like that. I kind of think a dead two-year-old is high profile enough. Fox 11 up in Green Bay did finally, or wherever it is, finally released the story. You know, in Milwaukee, police officer Corder died from his injuries and the alleged shooter was tracked, arrested, but yet not charged. And his name and his photo was plastered around the media. A black man. They won't find an untainted jury anywhere in Milwaukee County. Journalists should be consistent. That's all. Be in the middle. And when you ask why I try to stay in the middle, I believe that's where people who serve the public belong. That's where journalists belong. It's where the cops belong. Defending your right to exercise your First Amendment rights. But as shabbily as some of you all do, but I remember going. When I was a young copper, I remember going to West Dallas City Hall with MPD Mert. It might have been pre-Mert, Major Incident Response Team. And providing protection for the Ku Klux Klan to exercise what? Their constitutional right from the protesters who were there. Exercise their constitutional right. And while they call black people niggers and mud people and trash Jews, officers of every race and every gender and every orientation stood in defense of the Constitution. In the middle. On the line. Why? Well, the police guard your rights on the line from unconstitutional acts called crimes, violations of the law, tyranny, all that. Even you. The job is to come as close to the line as possible without stepping over. And we know some cops have stepped over. Clearly, some journalists have stepped over. There's a reason the thin blue line has two black lines running parallel to it. For me, it's a reminder of the abyss you fall into when you lose sight of your calling. The calling every officer answers every single day. The calling that includes that ritual of, you know, I talked about it, getting dressed for the job. It becomes automatic. And as a copper, you understand automatically that it may be your last time. That your end of watch may not come with retirement as mine did, but with a Class A funeral. So next time you go to a game, no, some copper didn't. When you see a movie, when you hug and kiss your family or go on vacation, some coppers didn't. Some coppers won't. Police Officer Kendall Corder never will. Like eight others didn't since April 12th, 1993, when I was sworn into law enforcement. Yes, I'm rambling. I'm rambling because police deaths shake me to the core of my soul. In the last few days, let it be a lesson. Make tomorrow better than today. Time waits for no one.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What you got? Give me a call. What's up? Curly Q. Reginald said, mud people? You've never heard that before? Calling black people mud people? Have you heard porch monkey? What about jigaboo? Yeah, those are all them old school 1950s, 60s names that folks would call. And, yeah, so, man, y'all be like, on it. What's up, Kwanda? What's going on? Mao, hello. Not really a city girl. Hello. Reginald, maybe. I'm just kidding. So what's wrong with you, Kwanda? I'm not going to put on a radio, but in the hospital? What? What's going on? All right. What's going on? I'm just reading through the talking text line. You know, all you got to do is go to YouTube or 1017 The Truth and click, come to YouTube and join the chat. But y'all be good. Y'all take care of each other. So, you know, it amazes me some of the things that happen in the world. JD said, Dr. Ken, I usually don't agree with you, but your truth today was on point. So why don't you agree? Because you don't have to. I think that's what makes it great, JD. Thank you, 262-599. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the whole point. I don't want you to agree. I just want to have the conversation and listen and argue back and forth and go and people, you know, people expect the discussions. That's why I like talking to Al so much. And people expect the conversation to be this normal. Well, good morning. How are you? I am fine. Are you doing good yet? You get bored and be gone. But if somebody doesn't challenge me and I don't challenge you, like, well, what would you actually learn? Oh, that was great. Didn't learn anything. Don't know anything. Don't have anything, but it was great. It was good. It was good. I don't get it. We got traffic and weather coming up. We got all sorts of things. It's 84 degrees right now. The low tonight is 68. Humidity is at 44%. Winds are from the northwest at 84 miles an hour. Dew points at 60. It's not too bad outside. It's not. Do people keep up with the moon phase? People keep up? Do you keep up with the moon phase? It's at waxing crescent. I have no idea what in the heck that means, but that's. It's what it is. That's what it is. So I have a question. I think I've asked this question before, but if you could change one thing about your life right now with a snap of your finger, what would it be? Right now, the couple things I got to break. The Senate passed the big, beautiful bill. So I think it goes back to the House. They're going to take a peek at it, see if they want to change anything, and then it'll probably pass and get signed on the 4th of July. The jurors came back and have reached a verdict on 4 of the 5 charges against Diddy, but they're still deliberating on the biggest one, which was criminal conspiracy. Or, I'm sorry, racketeering and conspiracy. And so we're still waiting on them. The judge sent them back to deliberate. And so we're going to be waiting on that. We're going to be, listening for that. So we'll see what goes on. We're watching CNN, BBC, MSNBC, I don't know why, and Fox News. So we're going to be watching all those stations along with the local TV stations here in Milwaukee, all four. So we're going to stay on it. But if you could change one thing about your life, just one, what would it be? With the snap of a finger. Click. That's it. I would change Glenn's shirt today. It's some kind of pineapple fluorescent puke green, like, ugh.
It went from worse to worser.
Yep.
The correct pronunciation of this color or name is Volt.
Watch this.
Volt Green.
Who cares? So, Volt Green? Volt? Not like Bolt, but Volt.
V-O-L-T, Volt.
Volt. Why would you pick Volt Green? What kind of shirt is that? I don't even want to know. Ain't none of my business. It's your shirt. The Bucks? The Clucks? All right. The ones that got rid of Damian Lillard that paid all that money and now they're guaranteed to have to pay him and he's gone? That guy? And then they had to boot him in order to pay for the new guy. That guy? Oh, okay. Watch this. Who you think got rid of him? Giannis was like, he's got to go.
So you think he's throwing a fake temper tantrum to make it look better?
Who?
They were saying Giannis was tweeting and stuff like that about being angry with the franchise.
Giannis don't run the franchise. Giannis is a paid employee.
And he makes some of those decisions.
And watch it. No, he don't. You get to say it to a point, but if it doesn't come to fruition with what you wanted, we change. See what happened? Giannis wants Dame, so they got Dame. Didn't work out. They got rid of Dame. Oh, I'm upset. Didn't be upset, but we got rid of dude. And then he have an injury, and then he never came really back from it. Halliburton not going to come back from it. He's going to play so-so from that point on because he's going to always worry about that. The guys that play really well are the ones that have utter and total disregard, and they play. Yes, I tore my Achilles. I worked it back, and now I'm back, and I'm playing. I might tear it again, but I'm playing. But when you're tentative, you're done. And Dame was kind of tentative. But Giannis don't run the team. Does he have a voice? Sure. Giannis is not a multi-trillionaire. He don't run a hedge fund. He don't own multiple teams. The owners do. And the dude that owned 26% just bought the rest of it with a few minor owners. So, what are we doing? Dude, and now the team is worth how many billion? Come on. I'm going to let you mess up my money. I pay you. You don't pay me. So, what are we doing? Man. Man, man, man. So, watch this. If you could snap your fingers, I would make the Bucks NBA champs. And they're not. So, and who did it? Little old Oklahoma City. You think Oklahoma City will do it again?
I do think they go back to back.
Not if Halliburton come back. They're going to have a tough time getting through Indiana.
He's going to come back with 25 to 30 games left. He'll be rusty. You got to get back in the flow after an Achilles injury.
Halliburton on a rusty day is better than what? Half the players on OKC? Come on now. You tripping. Michael Jordan hurt. Who would you play with? Michael Jordan hurt or Halliburton?
Say that again?
Michael Jordan hurt or Halliburton?
Michael Jordan hurt.
Right. Halliburton hurt. Or half the OKC team?
More than half the OKC team.
Okay. Thank you. Now, next year, neither one of us is getting paid. Now, one of us is winning a trophy, but whatever. And that's why I don't really see the whole celebrity thing as being, oh, my God, is that? I don't care about your life. Like, I don't care about your life. There was a story on the Griot. About, you know who Quinta Brunson is?
Yes, I do.
She got divorced after 3 years. They all had a business. Oh, my God. Why would you care that she got divorced or even married for that reason? Does anybody care that Jeff Bezos got married to a knucklehead reporter who wasn't worth her salt as a journalist anyway? I just repeat what other people say. I never really knew her. So, anyway. Interesting. Very interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. If I could snap my finger. Oh, wait, we got a break, so I'll have to tell you when I come back. But if I could snap my finger, I'll tell you exactly what I would do. And it's no big deal. Not really a city girl said, all I know is that the moon will be skinny and look like a crooked smile. Here's my question. Not really a city girl. Why do you even know that? Like of all the all the things to know in the world, you know the fact that the waxing crescent moon. Brett's 5-4 said Giannis wouldn't say anything publicly. He went on social media and said it. What are we doing?
Well, I didn't say anything publicly.
See, the childish. That's some, anyway. Curly Q said, Glenn, that's bold. I'm telling you, if y'all can see, you should come in and let people see that shirt. I'm telling you, this shirt is it's like a puke green. it's like somebody threw up and he put on his shirt.
The crazy part is the shoes match.
Your shoes match? I didn't see your shoes. Hold up.
Are you serious? Hold your foot up. I didn't see your foot. Oh, that's ugly. Oh, my gosh.
That. His shoes are ugly. And they're Nikes. That's what makes it so bad. You have ugly Nikes on. I never thought that was. Well, I saw some orange. Yeah, I saw a guy with some black orange and, yeah. Don't be trying to show me nothing else now. He stood up. I'm like, hey, DJ Brother Z and up in there with you. Come on now, hey. But yeah, so Curly Q says she want to see the fit, Glenn. She must have seen you somewhere before.
It's a runway now? It's a fashion show?
Right here. All right, Curly Q, he coming in just so you can see him. Come on, come right over here. I got no camera that can turn it over there. All right, this is the producer, Glenn. See, he's right there. Why are you hiding behind?
I'm gonna say, don't
chair?
Hide.
Waiting for me to pop up a camera. So I know
why are you hiding behind the chair? Watch this. Let's do this. See, there you go. Why are you hiding behind the chair?
I look good.
You see how you trying to buff? See how you did this? All right, y'all seen him now. That's the producer, Glenn. She say bright. Now, here's what you don't. Watch this. Everybody going to start calling. So, is Glenn here today? Can I talk to Glenn? Somebody said they saw the shoes as you left. Wow. So do you like them? Are they ugly, Curly Q? Yes, no. I don't know. I think they're ugly. But then again, and I mean, he got the Nike shirt, the Nike shoes. Nike pay you for that?
Not a dime.
Wow. You should stop that. Wow. Neon Glenn. Curly Q said they are definitely making a statement. I really don't know what that is.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and door options from 7 different Pella lines, all side by side. So stop by soon, because if you order by July 31st, today is the first, you got 30 days, you can get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Visit the Pella Experience window. That's, I'll get it right. The Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, or schedule your in-home consultation. That's absolutely free. At PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Order by July 31st. 0% interest for up to 5 years with certain restrictions. So, should you check it out? PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see all the stuff I got to do. Are you going to be at the Walk Against Violence?
I will.
Okay. In your lime volt green shirt?
This shirt will not be making an appearance at the Walk Against Violence.
Thank God. Ooh, Lord. My goodness. Everybody on there is like, hey, how you doing? Curly Q say you are definitely making a statement. What is a statement? No. So the Diddy jury has gone home for the night, and they're still, you know, fighting it out. They're gonna come back tomorrow to deliberate. Okay, Reginald, did you see what Reginald said? Like, we're not gonna read that, Reginald. Stop. Not really a city girl. See, now you got all the girls. They left me and they looking at Glenn now. Oh, no. They want the young boy. The young buck. They're like, that old dude, man, forget him. I see that young one. I see the youngins. Not really a city girl said, bright colors look great on Glenn. Oh. Not really a city girl. The verdict did not come in. They got him on 4 of the 5. That came with a verdict of 4 of the 5. We don't know if he's guilty or not guilty. And the fifth one, the highest one, the conspiracy one, they couldn't come up. They couldn't. They deliberated and they were at deadlock. So, you know, if they can't deliberate on that one, you know, who knows? So who knows? Not really sitting here saying, oh, don't do that, Dr. Ken. Y'all are leaving me for Glenn. For the youngins. Please do. But please do. Gotta inject some humor, doctor. Just gotta. Nah, that's not humorous, dude. Like, I don't see anything humorous about that comment. Did you read the comment he made about the color, Reginald? He kind of...
About the high-vis jock straps?
Why you got to say it on the air, dude? Like, really, I'm trying to avoid it, and you just... See, that's why when you put them colors on, that's what happens. You become as bright as the color. You're just so out there and open. You just say anything. High visibility. Who would see the jock strap if it's high visibility and you're wearing pants? Help me out. Do you know anybody that walks around with no clothes on, wearing a jockstrap? I'm just saying. Like, the sheer thought of it makes me sick, makes me want to puke like the color of your shirt. I'm just saying. Oh, I tell you. Do you? So, JD, I don't know what to say about when people say, I usually don't agree with you, but. I don't know what that means. Is that like a sideways backhand to the face? It's kind of insulting. Glenn, I don't mean to insult you when I say this. Well, then you know what's going to be insulting, right? Yeah. So I'm just saying. So the one thing I would change about my life. I would. See, I don't mind my hair turning gray because it's been turning gray since I was about 20. So let me think, what else? I don't mind shaving every day because I don't. I shave like every other day. Let me think. What would I change? And so I wouldn't change my life, you know, mother growing up, broken home, all that. I wouldn't change any of that because all of that is why I am what I am now. Everything I didn't have then, I have now. So would that have slowed me down or caused me, well, I got comfort now, so I don't really need to do anything. I don't know. Would I have that drive that I have now that I didn't have then because of all those things that happened that made me what I am today? The question before the break was, if you could change one thing about your life right now with the snap of your finger, what would it be? Oh, I know what it is. I would wish that I could whistle. You know, people can just put their fingers in their mouth and psh, and what? I can't do that. Anybody know why? My hands are too big. People say, oh, it don't matter how big you are. You guys are technique. Okay, it's a technique. You know how to jump double dutch?
No.
Like single rope?
Oh, yes, I can jump rope by myself, but then if we're talking double dutch.
Then you can jump double dutch. If you can jump single, you can jump double dutch.
But it's my timing when I'm jump roping, you know?
But you want to take yourself to the next level? Don't you hate when people say that? I need to take this to the next level. Excuse me. Where is that? Like, could you explain to me what that is? That would just drive me. We got to go to the next level. Okay, what? Like, what is that? The next level of making $5 million and we're going to make what? 10? 6? $5 million and $1? Like what? Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. By the way, the WNBA is increasing their teams, believe it or not. They have more. They reported about a week ago. And as you can see, everybody just was jumping right on that story, right? They were like, hey, nobody cares. So they announced three additional teams will be joining the league in the coming years. I talked about it before. Expanding to 18 teams. They're adding. Now, this is me. Now, first of all, the WNBA is tied to the NBA league team in their city, which I think is trash. Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. I think we can do better than all those cities. And Milwaukee declined to have a team because we can't let anything get in the way of our Milwaukee Bucks. I thought that would be great. That would have been a great addition to this city. Oh, that's right. They don't care about women. Nobody cares about women. I'm not saying the Bucks don't care about women. Stop before you repeat that. Be all over X. Dr. Kid Harris said. It's like they took part of what I said about Giannis and ran with it. Oh, my God. He said, oh, be quiet. Did you hear the whole thing? No, I just heard like three words and then I lost my mind. Okay. Wait a minute. The league has already approved teams for Golden State, which debuted its team, the Valkyries. What in God's name is a like a Norse, like superwoman? Toronto and Portland. So they're going to be starting in 26. But what are the I want to know the names of these teams. You know, we have to say something. Isn't that offensive to everybody that's like from the Netherlands and North. I'm just saying. I always got to find a reason for something to be offensive, right? It's always offensive. What are they going to try? Ooh, I almost said it. I'm glad I caught myself, but I had to hit the dump switch. What would they call Detroit? The dump? Like, I don't know. Like, what are they going to call? The Philadelphia Eaglets? So what's a female eagle? The Philadelphia Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. That's dumb. The Liberty Bell is cracked. And as our way, we're going to smoke crack. Okay, I'm just. Woo! I mean, feminine names for basketball teams. Interesting. Interesting. Notice they don't have any names for any of these teams. Absolutely not. The demand for women's basketball has never been higher. Really? Oh, here's one. Does the WNBA commissioner have to be a woman? Because they seem to only complain when it's all women and then the person running it has to be a woman. So I had that conversation with somebody. I said, so, well, you know, only a woman can. I said, that's not true. If a woman can do what a man can do, then a man can do what a woman does. You don't get to have it all as yours and say, nah, 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 I'm a woman, so I get to do it in a women's group. But then you feel like you're equal to a man, so you can invade a man's space and run something. If we're going to keep it separate, keep it separate. I've probably upset every female listener to my show But I mean, seriously, can a man be the commissioner of the WNBA? Why not? Why not? Well, are you saying, I'm not saying anything. I'm saying, can a man do what a woman's, does a woman have to be in charge of the Women's National Basketball Association? And does a man have to be the commissioner of the National Basketball Association for men? Just asking. Just asking. Just asking. Because I think it can go either way. JD said on the talk and text line, 833-212-1017, we have different points of view, brother. You sure? Or are you only listening to the half that I say on the radio? You know, like Nolita outed me yesterday. There's a whole other side and the other part of him that nobody knows. He also went on to say, and I don't know if JD is a he or a she, but what you said today makes sense and the media is very selective about what they report. That's true. But I just want them to be consistent. Everybody that gets arrested, put their name out. If Dr. Ken Harris gets arrested, don't put my name out. But if Glenn gets arrested, Glenn's name don't get out. Don't say high profile. That's not a reason or an excuse. That is not a reason. Till that person is charged, their name, image, and likeness should not be released to the media. Oh, did you see this person got arrested? So? Interesting.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Hey. Atlantic Star.
It's got to be real.
Hey. I could write a book. This last weekend of Summerfest Milwaukee. So come and enjoy the world's largest music festival while you still can. That's Thursday through Saturday. Many of music's top artists will be coming to Summerfest. Check out T Grizzly, Ira Starr, Ray Nitti, 310 Baby, Steve the Stoner, 414 Big Frank, and many, many more. Don't miss out on all the fun at Milwaukee's biggest summer party. Get your tickets. Summerfest.com. Summerfest is presented by our founding partner, American Family Insurance, and thank you to our official Summerfest food provider, Major Goolsby. Hey, am I doing some more today? I get to do it like every day. All right, so if in 5 o'clock hour, I got to give away some tickets. So make sure you listen in the 5 o'clock hour, 54 minutes after the hour. I swear, Winky be calling right like a minute and a half before I got a break. Winky, why you keep doing that?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. That's just the time.
Quit your job and talk on the radio.
Okay, you were talking about the women's league.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. There was a good league that was out, the X-League. The women's football team. Mm-hmm. That was a bad team. That was a bad thing. But the hating women didn't want to see them girls playing in that lingerie, and they was playing real tackle, man.
Yep.
And I mean, women and them other kind of men pushed the league. So I guess the league is stalled now since 2019. Oh,
man.
But it did. It was
Do
really
you really
want to
see women? I'll watch women play rugby. I'll watch them play soccer. I don't know if I want to watch them play football.
Well, you watched that league before, right?
No.
You never watched the X-League, brother?
No means no.
The Women's National League Football
no
League.
Means
the,
no.
The
no.
LSN.
Okay.
You need to watch some of it.
No,
it up on YouTube. And
I don't like women's football. Because I don't like women playing football.
But these women you gonna like playing football.
I don't care. You're not here. See, people just won't accept what you say, right? That's why I stay in the middle. That's why I stay in the middle.
But you know what?
You tell anybody that watched exactly those girls, what you say, and they still like disregard it. Anyway,
but listen, and I respect that. But anybody that watched that league, they wanted more and more every
speak
week.
Speak for
you, know?
You.
And they only had about four teams.
Speak for you.
Well, I think it was a lot of people. I'll tell you one thing. If anybody listening, go pull up the X League Women's Football, and you'll be tuned in to every back season trying to watch it. All right, okay. My man.
All right. No, not going to happen. Women playing football? I mean, can you imagine you're playing center? I know what a male center looks like. Think about a woman.